Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the United States, as well as in the Caribbean. You can hear me down there on AM 1000 in San Juan, Puerto Rico, also in the U.S. Virgin Islands and the western part of the Bahamas down there, and hello to everybody down there. And not to forget about the internet and all around the world. And yes, we got our big group right now in Germany. Hello, Maria. Hello, Major Mac. He just chimed in a couple minutes ago. And hello to Gustav, all listening to us there. And they're the ones that are chimed in so far. And a special shout out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer. And joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Hello, Ron.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have to start with what happened in Pensacola yesterday. This is a fluent situation, still under investigation. They've arrested, besides the gunman who was shot dead by sheriff's deputies, who both of them that took him on were wounded, I might add, but they still managed to take the bad guy out and kill him before he was able to wound or kill any more people. Three people were killed as a result of what he did, and eight more were injured, and the gunmen, of course, were shot dead. But six Saudis that are part of this Air Force trainee program that they've got, 200 of them, I've been told, on the base over there in Pensacola. Six Saudi nationals were arrested because three of them were at the scene photographing from start to finish what was going on.
Yeah, it's kind of suspicious behavior, in my opinion, for that to be going on in lieu of what happened. And some other things that have happened in the past as well. So it's United States needs to be a little, let's say, on guard. And it seems that Escambia's county sheriff, David
Escambia.
Morgan,
Escambia.
Escambia. Okay. All right. He says that you just said that 11 people were shot.
Yep.
And four of whom died, including the shooter.
Yep.
I'm glad they got the shooter. You don't wish anyone to die, but in this case, I'm glad they got him. And it was kind of nice that the Saudi Arabian prince sent over condolences and told our country how much the Saudi people love Americans and all of that stuff. So I don't know. It's very interesting how many Saudi people are a part of that program. I didn't know it was that many.
That's just at that one base. There's 4,000 of them in the system, but that's just at that one base.
I don't know.
And I'm talking about 4,000 from a lot of countries, but at that particular base, there's 200. And the other thing is we used to train them over there.
Yeah, why don't we maintain that, kind of keep them over there and train them over there and keep them out of harm's way or keep them out of trouble? I don't know if that's being thought of again, but I think they should reinstitute that.
In lieu of what Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, our two senators, said, they want a better vetting program done, number one. And in lieu of what the governor said, he said that Saudi Arabia is going to burden a financial responsibility over this, meaning that these people whose lives were cut short and the ones that are wounded are going to wind up, I'm sure, suing unless Saudi Arabia volunteers to hand them a bunch of money.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Captain. It's not politically correct to say this. Sometimes we need to consider the philosophical base of individuals that are involved in our country in such a way, in our military and whatsoever. And I think that should be taken into consideration.
Did you see the tweet that this shooter put out?
No, I did not. I did not see the tweet.
He put out a tweet that absolutely positively that of a terrorist-minded individual.
Okay, well, that proves the case. You know, these kinds of things should be taken into consideration. You've got to check the background or do something. Or just cut down on the number of people that have a certain...
And by the way, somebody just asked me where the tweet is. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my personal Facebook page, Matt Bruce. It's right there, right on that page. You can see it. And I also have it on the Captain's America radio show Facebook page. So you can see it right there. Go look at it, and you'll see the tweet, and you can read it.
Yeah, I will check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, but this thing here, you've got six of his buddies, apparently, three of them right there in the vicinity, taking video of everything from start to finish, and that tells me that there was more going on than just this one individual.
Yeah, I just think that our nation, our government needs to do a better job of, you know, looking at the philosophical base of people, groups of people, and govern themselves accordingly. I'm not going to identify anything, but I think we need to do more of that.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we are going to talk about, Adam Schiff, Mr. Shifty Schiff, playing the part of the prosecutor, doing something that probably violated some constitutional rights along the way, and he's probably going to pay for it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Democrats will proceed with articles of impeachment against President Trump, declaring, quote, the president's conduct leaves us no choice but to act, unquote. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. So now that the second of the Democrats' three-ring circus has been finally brought into focus, political clowns and their Leviathan media supporting cast are in full-throttle destroy President Trump mode for all the world to see. The first time in American history, the decision to impeach the president, officially presented to be in response to Trump's bad behavior, is being conducted by and only one political party. The truth is, Pelosi and her fellow leftist Democrats hate Trump for daring to put American interest above the leftist mission to fundamentally transform America and permanently eradicate constitutional underpinnings and our unalienable rights. The hate-filled Democrats will ultimately fail in their effort to take down President Trump, but they will experience an implosion of their efforts and the re-election of President Trump. Case closed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
There you go, and that's Ron Edwards, and we're going to get to him right now because, you know, he talked about, you talked about the case against President Trump, and I want you to hear what the majority whip, James Clyburn, had to say yesterday about the House of Representatives and the pending vote that's coming, because you listen to this and you tell me if you didn't pick up on what I got.
Well, I mean simply that this is a vote of conscience. I do believe that when it comes to something as divisive as impeachment, we have to leave members up to their own consciences, their own constituents, and what they think is in the best interest of their love for country. And so I think it would be a bit unseemly for us to go out whipping up a vote on something like this. This is too serious. This is too much about preserving this great republic. And I think we ought to leave it up to each member to decide how he or she would like to vote.
What did you just pick up from that right off the bat?
To me, I picked up a little bit of COIA, meaning cover your backside and basically test the waters and see if it's safe for you to go ahead and impeach the president.
How about they don't have the votes?
Well, that's true.
Did you not pick that up in that statement? He didn't come out and say,
yeah,
well, we're going.
Right.
He didn't say that. It sounds like they don't have the votes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it both ways. I, you know, they probably don't have the votes, but that's why he said something like that. Basically, check and see, make sure, and you know, they don't have the votes. But they're crazy that they even
now,
keep going through this.
Now, here's the other thing. Before we get into Adam Schiff, this is Joe Biden talking about what a bang up job he did as the person in charge of $900 billion to get the country back on track back when Barack Obama and he first got elected. Here's this deal.
The president asked me to chair the Recovery Act, which had $900 billion in it, and we did it. Most even conservative economists acknowledge it probably saved us from a depression. But what we did at the same time was we were able to invest in things that in fact grew the economy at the same time. That's the exact opposite of what Trump has done.
Right.
What he has done hasn't grown the economy. Hasn't grown the economy. And so there are circumstances where you have to spend in order to generate economic growth.
Right.
But there has to be a way that you can catch up to that. Otherwise, you end up in a situation where you have to make terrible, terrible choices.
Do you still favor the balanced budget amendment that you voted for in 1995?
No, because we're in a different place now. The balanced budget amendment in the middle of what basically is going to be, we're going to maybe, I hope it's not true, but we're likely to inherit a recession, at least a significant economic slowdown.
All right, President Trump hasn't grown the economy. Listen to this. The listen to this. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%, matching the lowest level in 50 years. Full employment. Number two, economists had expected the economy to add 185,000 jobs. It added 266,000. Number three, economists had predicted 15,000 more manufacturing jobs. We got 54,000. Compared with last year, number four, average hourly wages were up more than 3%. And number five, the number of Americans working rose to 158,593,000, a record high employment level. How does that not grow the economy?
Well, I don't know. And second of all, how does that compare with what Vice President, former Vice President Biden participated in?
What do you remember about that commission? Do you remember cash for clunkers?
Absolutely.
Do you remember all the solar companies that sprang up, the green energy and Solyndra?
And
how many billions of dollars did they lose with that brilliant idea?
I don't know. Many, many billions.
And do you remember the shovel-ready jobs?
That never happened.
Yeah, because you don't have shovel-ready jobs. You have to apply for something called an environmental impact first in order to get the shovel-ready jobs.
And you cannot through government spending, wasting of tax dollars in such a manner, produce economic growth. Never happens, never will. It doesn't happen that way. That's not the way you grow an economy. And Biden knows that. He understands that. But you can tell by his conversation that he thinks that people are stupid, but he's too stupid himself to understand or realize that the American people are catching on, and they're enjoying unprecedented economic growth. And it can continue and get much greater if only Democrats and others in Congress would cut down on the wasteful spending.
And good morning to Flip, who's chiming in. Ron Edwards is getting that.
Good morning, Flip.
Okay, now I want you to hear something about Joe Biden and what he had to say about the face of the party. Listen to this.
Medicare for all. Do you think that's political?
The party's
suicide?
Not there. The party's not there at all.
Some of your opponents are.
Yeah, but the party's not there. You know the numbers.
What do you think?
You guys got it all wrong about what happened. And what happened.
Trump.
Yeah, I do. No, look, it's not fake. It's just bad judgment. You all thought that what happened was the party moved extremely to the left after Hillary. AOC was the new party. She's a bright, wonderful person. But where's the party? Come on, man.
Well, number one, AOC is the party, along with Tlaib, along with Omar, along with Presley and others. And Joe Biden went further left than anybody because he was never as far left as he is right now.
Absolutely. I was going to say, what he's talking is a bunch of bull capitalists with a head. And by the way, I don't know if you remember this. It was Biden who persuaded Obama to drop his support for marriage being only between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
So when Biden says and pretends that he's this moderate, only an idiot believes that. Because man has always been left. No, there are no Democrats, in my opinion, who are what you can technically call a moderate.
But
none.
But he talked about AOC, and AOC just took credit for some 1,500 Amazon office jobs that are coming to New York City, but they're not coming into her district. They're coming into another district, and she took credit for them, and nothing could be further from the truth because she didn't want Amazon to be there at all, period.
That makes about as much sense as me taking credit for Sherwin-Williams building their brand-new headquarters in Cleveland. I mean, she has nothing to do with it, any of that. And if people want to believe that kind of stuff and they can continue to listen to these fools in Congress like that, that's shame on them. But AOC has nothing to do with that. And, God help her. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Well, here we go again with the socialist purveyance, the logic from the socialists when they come out and they say this stuff because they just try to latch on to anything, just like Nancy Pelosi and her, well, I'm a Roman Catholic and we don't hate anybody. Really? Really? I know plenty of Roman Catholics that hate people.
Her actions speak louder than her words.
That's right.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just look at what she's done and what she has said in the past. And these people, see, they don't know what they get is they're so ensconced in their philosophy and their actions, they don't understand that the people are seeing through their garbage.
Right.
And that's what it is, garbage.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to have some more garbage, but it's going to be sorted, because we're going to talk about Adam Schiff's secret subpoena adventure that's going to blow up in his face just like a gunshot exploding and going back out the wrong end of the barrel. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station Pensacola, killing three people in an attack the Saudi government quickly condemned and that United States officials were investigating for possible links to terrorism. The assault, which ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker, was the second fatal shooting at a Navy base this week. 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. One of the deputies was shot in the arm and the other in the knee, both expected to recover. The shooter was a member of the Saudi military who was in aviation training at the base, according to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Donald Trump declined to say whether the shooting was terrorism-related. He tweeted his condolences to the families of the victims and noted he'd received a phone call from Saudi King Salman. He said the king told him the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area. And they know with the two campuses that those of you that are looking for a high-paying, in-demand job as a certified aviation maintenance tech, this is the way to do it. You'll start out after 14 months of training at $50,000 to $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make a lot more than that if you just apply yourself and your God-given talent and ability that you've got that's been given to you. So remember, National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 for more information. All right, Ron Edwards is going to get a little bonus time here because we got stuff that we have to talk about, and we didn't have quite enough time to do it. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Wall Street Journal has written an article entitled Adam Schiff's Secret Subpoena Adventure Could End with Legal Buckshot in His Face. Let me explain. We know that Congressman Adam Schiff got a secret subpoena that nobody knew about. We found out about it. It's been leaked by a couple different sources. We found out about it that he went after not only Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, trying to find out about attorney-client privilege. He also went after Devin Nunes, his opponent on the Republican side of the aisle on the same committee. And he also went after a reporter who was reporting on all of this, an investigative reporter, and he's been caught with his fingers in a cookie jar. Now, Devin Nunes has already said he's going to sue, but this could be unconstitutional and illegal in the fact that he overstepped his limited powers in the Congress to do something that under any normal circumstance he would not have been able to do.
Well, I think that's graduated from could be to is unconstitutional. If you look at everything that you just named and the actions that he has taken, I believe it already is unconstitutional officially. And for this man to even be taken seriously after all of this is you know, just ludicrous on itself, on the surface. And I think you talk about buckshot. I think this stuff is going to, it's like a grenade. It's going to implode in his own face. It's a political grenade.
Or an RPG.
Yeah. That he tossed the grenade. One thing he forgot, it was a, I don't know, it's like attached to him on like a rubber band or a boomerang. This is going to come back to haunt this man.
Now, how about this little facet of what's going on here with all this information that we're putting out there? How about the fact that Rudy Giuliani was in the Ukraine this week? How about the fact that he was there with a television crew from One American News Network, and he was also there with Laura Trump, and they were gathering all the information that they could, all the documents they could, interviewed the former prosecutor who was fired at the request of then Vice President Joe Biden, and they have a plethora of information, and Rudy Giuliani made the comment yesterday and the day before, for that matter, that he had all kinds of information implicating not just the Bidens but other people in the Obama administration.
Yeah, absolutely. He said he had so much information and well-placed places that if something were to happen to him, a lot of information would be staged to come out. Giuliani traveled to both Hungary and Ukraine for a series of meetings in an attempt to not just to defend Trump, but to really find information to put an end to all this garbage that has been going on. It's confidential. A lot of the stuff that is still that he's still digging around, and it's because he can't just bring it out right now until he gets everything that he's looking for. But I think, based upon what he has so far and some of the things that have been said by Ukrainian officials, and which I did see some of that report on One American News, I just think that this is going to upend a lot of the investigation or so-called investigations and looking into things by the Democrats so far.
It's going to further cement the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden connection and the bribery. Yeah. That was the strong arm tactics and all that. And by the way, we also have the video from Vice President Biden. Again, whatever these people accuse Donald Trump of doing, they've already done themselves.
They're the ones doing all this. Mm-hmm. You know, they're pointing one finger at him, but there's three pointing back at them, and they're the guilty party. I am amazed at the cojones of Joe Biden the other day when he got in the argument with that elderly gentleman,
yeah,
guy older than him,
83,
and just told him, basically told him he was a liar. But Uncle Joe, look, you're on video.
Yep.
I mean, how can you deny a video and you're there doing it? So
because he's a politician.
All the guy had to do was, I don't know. If you did it, you did it. And the guy should have been able to stand up for himself a little bit better than that.
And then Joe made the comment here yesterday, late in the day, that he wished he would have handled that different. And
yeah,
I know why. I know why, because he's getting all kinds of backlash.
Well, you know why he did that also? Because remember, Joe used to be known as a feisty, get-in-your-face kind of guy. That was what made him kind of popular in the past, you know, the working class kind of guy, get-in-your-face and back you down and all that. Well, he became Mr. Softy during the Ali Obama years. And so I guess he figured if he took a strong stand again, it would work for him and they'd, start rallying behind him again. but it might have. I think you might be right. It kind of backfired.
Well,
because of the fact, those of us who know the truth know that he's lying. That's why the real reason why it backfired.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And I think I've got one more little thing here. Let's see here if I can find this. Okay, let's do this. Here's Joe Biden forgetting the town hall meeting of some of the stuff. Listen to this.
And the court said you can't, you don't have executive authority to do that on our own. And it was, and we did that in 1976. And it was struck, back a month ago. 2014 when we did that.
Now, he forgot what he couldn't remember, but then he remembered what he forgot.
It sounded kind of fuzzy to me, but that's the Uncle Joe that we've come to know.
All right. Well, let me play one more thing before we run out of time. This is the one that takes the cake. If you know anything about Joe Biden, this is the one that is one of the biggest lies that I've ever heard him say.
Well, I got my education, Reverend Doc, in the black church. Not a joke. Because when we used to get organized on Sundays to go out and desegregate movie theaters and things like that, we'd do it through the black church. I got to admit to you, I'd go to my Catholic Mass at 7:30 first, and then I'd show up in the black church. But all kidding aside, it's what got me engaged.
Okay. Have you ever seen him at any time in a black church on a Sunday morning before? Yeah, right. You didn't.
Never heard about it.
It didn't happen. That's why.
He just makes stuff up on the fly and forgets about it and remembers it and gets it mixed up and then it turns into nothing.
Isn't that something?
But what's really something, Captain? When we talk about all the bull capitalists with a hit with Uncle Joe, what's amazing is the millions of people that still want to support the guy. That is what blows my mind.
Well, it's because he's a likable old guy that was a union guy that is from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he took the train back and forth, which, by the way, his solution to climate change and global warming is more railroad trains.
I like trains, too, but I mean, anyway, moving right along.
You got to get to go where you got to go, and it's not going to be by train. It doesn't take you to the front yard of your place of work or your home.
I know, that's Uncle Joe. So what the heck? I am still. It just blows my mind that people still like the guy. I understand what you just said, but people, when you look at the issues, you know, sure he's Joe Lunchbucket, this, that, and the other, blah 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 blah. But the fact of it remains is that when you look at the issues of the day and things that he says, and people hear it, all of his supporters, if they give a darn at all about this country, and then they hear this guy and they still want to support him, that is what blows my mind, more so than Uncle Joe himself.
Well, it is what it is, and we thank you for sticking around for a couple of extra minutes here, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday morning.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him very much and sticking around because we wanted to get that out there. So important to get the facts out there that are being misrepresented. And it's right in plain sight. Right in plain sight. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, put two hands on the steering wheel. We're going to rock the house. Truckers Highway and Byway segment coming right now.
Yeah.
Thunderstruck AC/DC. That's live in concert from Madison Square Garden. Oh, back about 16 years ago or thereabouts. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever it's at. Stop by, check them out. Not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. No, sir. They've charged it up. Pilots and Flying J's. Now, here we go. We have got a slow-moving, strong storm system off the California coastline that's going to bring rain, mountain snow, and coastal impacts over the weekend all the way into Monday. Now, locally heavy rain may cause some flash flooding, especially on burn scars from central California up into southwestern Oregon, and snow up to 3 feet. Up to 3 feet will be possible in the Sierra Nevada mountains, all the way from up there around Donner and Reno and Lake Tahoe, all the way on down into the San Bernardino Mountains. And it's even snowing up in Montana, Idaho, Utah, starting in right now in Wyoming. It looks like we're going to get some soon in Colorado, and we've got some in Oregon as well, in the mountainous areas. And Richard and Marine said he's ready for the storm coming his way. He knows it's coming. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be one hell of a mess out west for the weekend, and it will be moving next week across the northern plains and central plains. Now, if you're going anywhere west of North Dakota tonight, and you're going through Montana or Wyoming, be advised you're going to find snow. And the further west you go, the more you're going to find. Now, Nevada, it hasn't started there yet, but a winter storm warning is up for all of the Sierra Nevada mountains in California, including Donner, Lake Tahoe, Truckee. So it's coming your way, Reno. Be advised. And you've got rain in Northern California right now in those burn scar areas, which could cause some localized flooding. Now, let's move on out of there and get on over into North Dakota. We're out in front of all of this. We've got some heavy fog tonight in south central North Dakota. In Minnesota, we've got some high winds up in the northwestern part of Minnesota tonight, whipping the snow around that's over there and whatnot. And then, coming all the way back down to the south, the central part of Alabama, I-20 through Birmingham and Montgomery, I-85 on up to the Georgia line. You've got fog, a lot of it, so be advised. And up the East Coast, there's some fog in the Jersey area, the shoreline of Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and also down towards Norfolk, Virginia. You've got some scattered fog down in there, too. So keep all that in mind as we contemplate what's going to take place during the weekend. Now, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, because they are most likely going to be the place where a lot of you are going to be going, especially out to the north and the west, since they're from that area. And there's a lot of the great big Flying J's that are out there in many of the the highways and byways that people are listening to us on right now. So keep that in mind as you think about what you'll be doing over the weekend if you're going out west, because north and going across I-90, going across I-94, going across I-80. Once you get out west of Denver, you are going to find the snow coming your way, and it's going to be intensifying as the weekend goes along. So it's just going to be one of those things. And again, going over the mountains, you can expect to see up to 3 feet between now and Monday morning. So keep that in mind. And everybody should be carrying chains now to go out west. You should be doing that. And if you're not, then shame on you. All right. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had this horrible incident yesterday morning in Pensacola, Florida, and there's a lot of repercussions starting to come back about this. Our governor's chimed in. Our two U.S. senators have chimed in. This is not a pretty thing. We found out that six people have been arrested. Three of them, and by the way, they're all Saudi nationals, three of them were actually taking pictures taking film videotaping this on their cell phones from the start of the incident until it ended.
Rather remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it tells me that this is a group of merry men, a band of merry men, so to speak, but go ahead.
Well, we don't know that yet.
We got a tweet. We got a tweet he put out, and it's, have you seen it?
He who put out?
The suspect that was killed. He put a tweet out yesterday.
What he has said is he hates us for supporting and funding crimes against Muslims.
Right.
And also against humanity.
Yep.
And so it doesn't mean necessarily that this cat, when he was vetted to come to the United States, you know, could have been certainly a moderate. And then they get more radicalized once they come here to see how we live. And, you know, those kinds of things. So, yes, they have detained six others. That doesn't mean that they have been arrested and are in prison. I think, just detained. And that's the tough thing. I mean, for Saudi Arabia to do, interestingly enough, they do the vetting and the background check, and then that information goes to our State Department,
mm-hmm.
and then our State Department approves the visa. Now, this cat has been here over a year.
Yep.
I don't know about the other ones that have been detained. I don't know how long they have been here. But this is a program that's gone on for about 20, there's a lot of years, 20-some-odd years.
And we have 200 of these foreign nationals in the same type training program there in Pensacola, 4,000 in the United States right now.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Now, we have bases in the Middle East.
Sure.
I guess the question is, why are we bringing them here?
You got
why
me.
Why aren't we training them over there?
Yep. Yep. That's
why
what I want to know.
Them over?
That's what I want to know.
Uh-huh. So this is going to have some far-reaching consequences, as it should,
yep.
That we rethink all of how we operate this, these programs. you know, it wasn't too long ago. Remember, we had a bunch of Iraqis that came here for some kind of training.
Was it
Afghanis, and they went missing?
Yep, and I also remember the Iranian pilot that dumped a plane in the Arizona desert, learning how to fly an F-35. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.